go ahead and start the public hearing. Hearing purpose, the Orange County Commissioners Court will hold two public hearings on 2019-2020 proposed tax rate of 0.54200 per $100 for Orange County. This proposed budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's budget by $2,080,204, or 7.39%. And of that amount, $237,782.90 is tax revenue to be raised from new property added to the tax roll this year. Any taxpayer of the county may attend and participate in the hearing, which we opened at 1:03 p.m. this day. All right, so I guess we can start with anyone in the court have any thoughts, concerns, considerations about the rate, or any questions about the budget as it lies so far?
No, sir.
Okay. Anybody from the audience have any thoughts, concerns, or considerations about the tax rate as it lies so far?
Dumb it down for me.
Ma'am?
Can you just explain it to me a little bit more,
but
dumb it down?
Come on to the podium.
Yeah, you need to come to the podium, though, and say, I'm sorry, and state your name and where you live so that we have that for record.
Almeda Roberts, not Possum, Precinct 2. Can you explain it to me, but but dumb it down, is what I'm saying, like what it has been, what it's, you know.
Well, the current tax rate, okay, the current tax rate this current year we're in right now is 0.0542 currently. Mm-hmm. We, a couple weeks back, adopted a proposed maximum rate that I had to work within the budget, either that rate or below, and that rate was voted to stay in at the 0.5420. So the rate would stay the same. Of course, as everybody knows, the appraisals change and go up. Okay, but that is not through the court here; that is through the appraisal district. But anyway, so basically, by staying at that rate, because we did have new property added and appraisals that went up, then we raised the two. That's where the $2,080,000 comes from, to stay at that current rate.
Okay.
And that's kind of the, I guess, the same. If there's anything else,
it's always confusing between tax rate and effective.
If I could add to that, too, Judge. Last year's property values were depreciated because of damage from Harvey.
Right.
So a good portion, $200,000 of the additional money that we will be creating this year was new growth. And then a good portion of the other $1.8 million was property values returning back to the value they were previous to Harvey.
Okay.
So not all of it, but a good portion of it. So to get back where we were previous to Harvey, the maximum rate was chosen to just leave the rate the same as it has been.
Okay. That's
good.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to kind of clarify a little bit.
It is confusing.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's definitely a process that we have to work through to come up with that number. But it's proposed by law. And like I said, we're trying our best, and I think that if you, and I know you pay attention to it a lot, that we're trying our best to stay at the current rate so that we don't have to, at least in this year's budget, have to raise that rate to be able to pay our bills and to be able to do what we need to do to service the citizens, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what all this money ends up doing. So
can I say something that may not necessarily be specific to the tax thing, like the drainage district? I know that's totally off of it.
We can't talk about that. Not in this one.
That's the thing. Okay.
You'd have to come up to regular court, and you can talk about that in your 3 minutes.
I mean, they're really good down there about working with me. So I just have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can talk to her certainly.
Since we adjourned, you can talk to everybody.
Yeah. As soon as we adjourned, you can talk to the whole court.
One
or two at a time. All right. Any other thoughts, concerns, considerations? No questions. I know that everybody's been going and visiting with Penny about what we've been working on with the budget and how the number we're at. I think we're feeling really comfortable about that. We'll go through the two hearings, and then hopefully we'll be adopting a budget on October the 17th is the date. So
September
17th.
Okay,
October 17th.
It'll be done by October 1st.
So September the 17th, and we'll be hopefully complete. There you go. All right.
No comment.
Yeah. Any other? All right. It's there's no other thoughts and concerns, then I will take a motion to adjourn.
The motion.
I have a motion by four, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.